From townhall.com, I'm Keith Peters. The Supreme Court has ruled a large chunk of eastern Oklahoma remains an American Indian reservation.
It means prosecutors in an area that includes Tulsa, Oklahoma, don't have the authority to pursue criminal cases against American Indian defendants. Thousands of convictions are now in doubt. State and federal authorities say this could throw Oklahoma into chaos. A former member of a tribal Supreme Court said that statement is overblown. Justice Neil Gorsuch wrote, "With the passage of time, Oklahoma and its tribes have proven they can work successfully together as partners. This case involves an appeal by an American Indian who claims state courts had no authority to try him for a crime committed on reservation land." Ed Donahue, Washington.
In the other big Supreme Court news of this day, the justices ruled the president is not immune from prosecution while in office. But the court also kept a hold on President Trump's financial records that Congress has been seeking for more than a year. Hans von Spakovsky, a senior legal fellow at the Heritage Foundation, says justices actually found some middle ground in this ruling.
They're basically saying that Congress wants no standards at all. They think they can get anything, whereas the president is saying, you know, he's got almost absolute immunity from them getting his records. And I think what the court said was, it's somewhere in between.
More than 1.3 million Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. PNC Financial Services Group Chief Economist Gus Fauché says the resurgence of COVID-19 hurts the job market.
We still have, just about 20 million people getting unemployment insurance. Whereas before this crisis, we only had about 2 million. So I think that's indicative of the type of damage that the coronavirus has done to the U.S. economy and the U.S. job market.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 361 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Getting involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Stock market, have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the impact of coronavirus and the upcoming election, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word money to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and better protect yourself from sudden downturns. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to stay or when to get out. Text money to 411-411 and we'll send you a link to our free demo. Text money to 411-411 so you can better protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point. Don't wait. Text the word money to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Yo, it's Mike P. And the next time you're in your car and the police hit you with this, there is no need to fear. Tickets Be Gone is here. Call them right now at 702-703-3300. Traffic tickets, warrants, DUI, criminal cases, all starting at $25. When the police hit you with the... There's no need to fear. Tickets Be Gone LV is here. Call them at 702-703-3300 and make sure you tell them Mike P. sent you.
It's 5:04. This is a KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. State legislators are in Carson City for a special session. Their focus? Close a more than $1.2 billion budget shortfall caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. Governor Sisolak has a list of eight items which need to be addressed, which include budget cuts to the state's general fund and shifting money from various state accounts to the state's general fund. The governor's proposed plan includes cuts which total some $550 million. Day one yesterday involved questions about the governor's proposed budget cuts as state lawmakers get their first chance to ask department heads about those cuts and their impacts. Nevada gaming regulators have approved El Dorado Resort's $17 billion deal to buy Caesars Entertainment. The Nevada Gaming Commission unanimously approved the deal yesterday, clearing the way to create the world's largest casino operation. The Global Gaming Expo has canceled its 2020 Las Vegas show. The expo was scheduled to take place in October, but now has been moved to October of next year. Last year's convention brought in some 30,000 gaming industry professionals to Las Vegas. The National Hardware Show has also canceled its September convention. The convention was originally scheduled for May, but moved it to September. Now they're looking at next year.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Come in right now for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95, along with a free AC inspection.
As we take a look at the traffic cams, heavy volumes in a couple of areas. Interstate 15 South at Owens, 515 West at Pecos. And we're also getting some slow flows there on U.S. 95 South at Lake Mead. And you'll touch the brakes there, 215 East at Valley Verde.
Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out! Number two!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
These are turbulent times that we live in. We've got turmoil in our streets. We've got people dying of a pandemic we don't know how to stop. It has been a very, very tough time for a lot of folks. I recommend to people that they don't watch cable news for more than 30 minutes at a sitting. Dr. Keith Abloh is a guy that probably won't like me for that because he's a Fox News contributor. He is also a psychiatrist. He's the co-author of the book Trump Your Life, 25 Life Lessons from the Ups and Downs of the 45th President of the United States. Dr. Abloh, good to have you with us. Thanks so much for being a part of the show.
Kevin, thanks for having me.
One of the things that you do in your writings, you have been very extensive in your writings over the last few months about how we have come to this point and why it is that we have such turmoil in our lives right now on so many different fronts.
That's true. Now, you know, there are many factors, right? And perhaps chief among them is that there are such a large number of people in the country who don't like the country. Right. So that's one of the big factors. But an overlooked one, I think, Kevin, is that the introduction of the Internet, as predicted by Marshall McLuhan, he was a scholar, philosopher who wrote Understanding Media. And he said, whenever there's a new form of media introduced into a culture that requires people to interact with it, to kind of enter it, that they lose their sense of self. They feel homogenized. And they become very tribal, he said. There's tremendous conflict as people try to remind themselves, hey, I'm not like everybody else. I'm not just being absorbed into this Facebook world and this fakery. And they become very guttural. They become very tribal, and there's tremendous conflict. I think we haven't thought through, what does it mean that everybody's got a cell phone, that everybody's creating a little fake mini-series about their lives on Facebook and Twitter and everywhere else, because it sounds a lot like a TV movie, what's unfolding in the streets.
Yeah, it really does. By the way, I had not heard a Marshall McLuhan reference for maybe close to 20 years. For those who are not dated, explain who Marshall McLuhan was.
Right. So Marshall McLuhan wrote a book called Understanding Media. He was a philosopher. He was a noted writer. He wrote the quote, "The medium is the message." And he was writing at that time primarily about television, because the fact that it was pixelated required people to assemble the pixels with their minds into a picture. They did it unconsciously. But he felt that it drew them in to the technology to such an extent that there was a boomerang effect where people said, no, I'm going to declare myself as quite different. I'm going to get back into my body, witness things like fire in the streets, incredible violence. These are ways that, sadly, people remind themselves, I'm alive. Now, the internet would have made Marshall McLuhan say, wait a sec, this is 50 times, as he said, colder. So it was cold media that absorbed the warmth of people and left them saying, I feel dehumanized. How am I going to be human? Well, more sex, more drugs, more violence.
Let me ask you, a lot of people will ask the question, how do we get the genie back in the bottle? I mean, if indeed the internet and social media has impacted us adversely, how do we undo it?
Probably there has to be a decided movement toward things like physical fitness, back to getting in touch with the outdoors, back to getting in touch with each other. As in some ways mundane as it sounds, pets. I think growing up with pets is now like a kind of antidote to the fact that, you know, everybody wants a virtual pet and there's SecondLife.com and everyone's playing all of these video games. Really, I think we've lost empathy. Empathy is the way back. So the more that we can ask people the next question, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions, who are you? What do you really think? Why do you really think it? And get back in touch with being able to communicate at a very deep level with each other. That's the antidote. I know it sounds perhaps like, wow, how would we do that? But in the end, we'll have to do it. Because this thin, synthetic amiability, where we're turning everybody into gamers, seems to be like, well, wait a sec, this looks an awful lot like a video game. What have we done to ourselves?
Again, Dr. Keith Ablo joining us, the noted psychiatrist and Fox News contributor, the co-author of the book Trump, Your Life, 25 Life Lessons from the Ups and Downs of the 45th President of the United States. Let me ask you about kids, because I worry. I know a lot of parents that they have trouble getting their kids out of their bedrooms and away from their smartphone or away from their tablet. Do you have any tips for parents on how to do that?
Well, and even more so now because they're being told, you know, stay in your house, don't go to school, the rest of it, right, which is ultimately going to come back to bite us. And so, the tips are these. You got to restrict to some extent. It's so inviting because, you know, you can end up with more quiet and peace. You might feel like, well, you know, Joey's engaged with now the TV or the video game or his friends, you know, across the country or the world with the video games. You got to limit the exposure there. And you got to arrange now to get out of doors together, even if it's a walk, man, even if it's going to the beach, whatever it can be when the restrictions allow it. And that, again, it's very complicated. That's the next way to do it because you can't let your kids be absorbed by the screen because one way or another, they won't tolerate it. So you're going to end up with kids who say, I want to feel different. I'm going to use drugs or, you know, I want to feel different. I'm going to end up, getting in real difficulty to remind myself that I exist. So give them the opportunity. And one of the ways is to say what you think. We're at a time now where people are being told, shut up. Don't say a thing unless it comports with what the mass wants you to say. Don't go for it. Tell your kids, listen, when you have an opinion, think what it should be. Say it. Take the hits.
I worry, Keith, that we're going to end up with a society that can only operate inside of this online world, and they don't communicate. They don't touch each other. They don't talk to each other. They don't communicate verbally. And verbal skills are going out the window. Do you worry about that at all?
I worry about it, and think about what's inside that world. Incredible censorship. We've done way too little to ensure that within these social networks, within YouTube, et cetera, that people are allowed to say things, to literally not be obsessively politically correct. Because the idea of being canceled now is an incredible scourge. If you say the wrong thing to the wrong person, you can end up with a listing in a never-ending perpetual gossip column called the Internet, where you are blacklisted forever. It's McCarthyism run to the exponent of five. You may never live it down, one statement. Think of that, how tongue-tied we can make our young people.
Well, and in fact, I know people in the media who have experienced that very thing. And again, it only takes one misstep verbally, and all of a sudden you're branded as a racist, a xenophobe, whatever. I want to ask you about one thing that I saw that you wrote relative to reality TV shows. Reality shows, what kind of an impact are they having on our society?
Well, they're not reality. So, you know, we're in big trouble when we start calling reality TV shows reality, because number one, it's not true. And so we start getting very loose with our vocabulary. Number two, it encourages people to think, well, my life, if it's going to be real, it should be filled with nonstop drama of the kind that would glue people to their screens. I don't know exactly why, but it does. And so they endeavor to create said dramas, which are just, you know, a millimeter thin and a mile wide. But everybody wants to be in the tube, if you will. And so you get, you know, Balloon Boy, if you remember that, these folks who said, oh, my kid was taken away by this balloon that we had. Where is he? Everyone's inventing tales in a bigger or a lesser way. Even if it's less, it's still very toxic to people. And so when you create a Facebook profile, the minute you do that, you know you're editing. Most people are. You're putting up the good stuff and the dramatic stuff. And you're watching that too, and you're not able to say, no, no, really, I have real pain, or I've been through this, and that's where empathy goes away.
I want to ask you about Trump Your Life. First of all, how did you come up with this? You and a co-author come up with this, because this is a novel approach to something that touches everybody's life.
Yeah, so Trump Your Life is 25 life lessons from the President of the United States' way of being. I came up with it by watching him and saying, man, this guy is a happy warrior. He gets up every day. He takes massive hits. And yet he keeps going. And he won't be deterred from his goals. And nobody can stop him from saying what he thinks. I wanted to make that go viral because I think that is a form of an antidote to people. You know, so many of our kids are leaving schools, high schools, et cetera, graduating, moving on to colleges, where they'll be told, don't speak your mind. Also, this country isn't very good. I wanted to create a book, and did with my co-author, that really allows people to say, no, this is the biggest self-help seminar of all time. The president's leading it. This is the playbook. And it's about autonomy and authenticity and courage. That's what he represents. The book dissects why he's able to do it, and makes it possible for you to do it, too.
One of the things that I asked the president, I had wondered about this, and I'd asked his friends, I'd asked his kids, because I've had him in studio many, many times, and I wanted to ask the president. I finally got the chance in 2018 to interview him, and I asked him, I said, how do you do it? How do you put one foot in front of the other when every day your enemies in the Democrat Party, your enemies in the Republican Party are gunning for you, the fake news media? And he says, you know, it's because we're winning. If we weren't winning, it wouldn't be worth it. But we're winning. Is that a decent reason for continuing on as the president has?
Well, I think the president is always thinking of ways to embolden and support the American people. So he wants to give that message, we're winning. And that's why I'm able to go on. I don't completely buy it. I think he's able to go on partly because he's so committed and he has so much faith that he's able to go on and fight another day. And he sees it as a very long game that ultimately we will win, because the truth always wins. We will win. but he's not able to be fatigued because he figures this is a 155-round fight. Anybody who thinks otherwise doesn't understand that even when he makes a deal, if it isn't the right deal, he's thinking, all right, well, we'll have to go back to the table at some point and renegotiate this because it's still not fair. It's still not the truth. And, you know, if people think, what do I care the most about? They have to assume, and it's one of the points in the book, you'll encounter more resistance for good ideas. If your ideas are more wedded to the truth and they're bigger and bolder ideas, don't think that all the hurdles are going to suddenly fall away. They're going to get taller. They're going to test you because there are a lot of small-minded people out there. And if you've got big ideas, you're going to meet a lot of those people.
Hey, Dr. Abloh, we are flat out of time. Thank you so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. I love your stuff on cable news, especially on Fox News. Thank you so much. And again, we wish you the best with your book.
Thanks, Kevin. Take care, man.
Dr. Keith Abloh, psychiatrist, Fox News contributor, as we continue. It is Thursday. It is inching ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Front Lines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
For the Financial Safari News Network, I'm Steve Siddall. Many Americans underestimate the value of their employer-sponsored retirement savings accounts, particularly if the employer is willing to match the employee's contributions. Now, most take advantage of the match, but there are about 20% of people who don't max out the match in their 401k, and that's what America's wealth coach and best-selling author, Coach Pete DeRuta, encourages us all to do. Coach, why is that match so important?
The match is free money, Steve.
Free money. I like free money.
Put money if your employer's giving you 401k, and they're giving you a match, take advantage of it. But make sure you understand one of the zingers that a lot of people don't understand, something called a vesting schedule. So just because your employer is, quote, matching the money doesn't mean it's your money until you put in the time that you're required to put in at that company to make it 100% yours.
Sure.
So a lot of people forget that. And I wrote about that in my book, The Seven Baby Steps. It's seven baby steps to a ridiculously reliable retirement income. But if you are one of the next five people who call, not only will you get this book, Steve, but we're going to put together your very own financial retirement plan. And this is looking past just the financial plan, but building retirement and retirement income, income that will be growing when you don't need it, will be protected from markets, fees, and expenses. Get rid of those financial termites and put together what I call a financial fill-up strategy, and there gives you income for your whole life, for you and your spouse, regardless of how long you live. And when you pass away, whenever that is, if there's money left in there, it goes on to the next of kin so they can have their own financial fill-up strategy. You talk about leaving a legacy. So, Steve, the next five people, we're limited right now because we get a whole lot of callers, but if you call right now, one of the next five people with at least $200,000 saved for retirement, this is for you.
That sounds great, Coach. Just call 888-702-6932. That's 888-702-6932. Or simply text VEGAS to 21000. That's VEGAS to 21000.
Investment advisory services offered through Capital Financial Advisory Group, a Nevada registered financial advisor. Let's face it, these are challenging times. Hey, Kevin Wall here for SRT Special Services. Since 2014, SRT Special Services has provided Southern Nevada businesses with executive protection, safe rooms, residential security, and more. Now, in the COVID-19 era, it's important to know who's coming into your place of business. Ask the pros at SRT Special Services about the Liberty AI with facial recognition and thermal scanning. The Liberty AI can let you know if the next customer through your front door is running a temperature, protecting your employees, your customers, and your corporate liability. Facial recognition and temperature scanning technology has been out there for years. Now, the security pros at SRT Special Services can offer the Liberty AI at a price that even small mom-and-pop businesses can afford. If your business deals with the general public, you need the Liberty AI from SRT Special Services. Call 702-221-1942. That's 702-221-1942. Call today.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour brought to you by Bye Bye Fungus Antifungal Serum. It is so unique and so effective that a patent has been issued by the U.S. government. Call 800-258-3635. That number again, 800-258-3635. Say bye-bye fungus and hello sandals. And boy, another scorcher in Southern Nevada. And it looks like we got more on the way. Unbelievable. Coming up in our next hour, in our next half hour, I should say. I'm going to let you hear from a sheriff in Ohio. And one of the things that he is faced with is, do I enforce their mask ordinance or their mask piece of legislation? And he's saying he's not going to have his men. He's not going to have his men do this. He is from Butler County, Ohio. He is Richard K. Jones, and he is the sheriff there. And I'll let you hear from him as to whether or not and his rationale in not enforcing their mask ordinance. The same way we have a mandate from the governor. You must do it. It's not a guideline. You got to do it. Now, my guess is there are folks in probably Northern Nevada that are not. There are sheriffs that are not enforcing said mandate, what we're calling the mask mandate from Governor Sisolak. But I'm going to tell you something. And by the way, Governor Sisolak has got his hands full. He's got a special session going on up in Carson City. Meanwhile, here they're still going at it. We understand the whole Clark County School District thing of whether or not to reopen the schools and on what basis. Now, the plan going into today was, and I'm assuming that's what they'll vote out, my guess is they're going to approve 2 days in brick and mortar schools and 3 days of online learning. And I'm not sure if that's going to work. Call me a skeptic. I'm sorry. But this whole thing of online learning, I don't think these kids are ready for it. And we have seen already some evidence, anecdotal though it may be, that says that the kids didn't learn much with distance learning. And they certainly didn't learn as much as they would by sitting in a brick and mortar school the way they have been trained since age 5 or 6. These kids are not getting the benefits. So we got a full half hour. We will get to that coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also, we'll have more reaction from the Supreme Court rulings. The twin rulings, some are saying it's a mixed bag. Some are saying it's a defeat for the president. Others are saying it's a defeat for the Democrats. And the prosecutor there in the Southern District of New York, Cy Vance, that it's a big loss for him. We'll find out if these tax returns come out before November 3rd, then yeah, it will be a victory for the Democrats. But I don't know. Nobody other than Judge Napolitano thinks that these tax returns will come out anytime soon, especially not before November 3rd. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. So good to have you with.